Praise the Lord. I want to look at the scripture this morning. I just want to encourage everybody in God. I want to encourage everybody to seek after God. And I want to look at Genesis tonight, this morning, Tuesday, not tonight. And I want to look at Genesis, the 32nd chapter. It's good to have Evangelist Watson out this morning. I thank God for her always. And pray the Lord just bless her and give her the desires of her heart. Give her great peace.
Thank you.
See her through, because God is a good God.
Amen.
If I get this mic to work. There you go.
Yes, second to 32.
This is just not going to work with me today. There you go. Short message today. James, who talks about all the time, and I love James, because James talks about us personally, and he looks at us, and I guess maybe that's why we don't spend much time in it, and we try to get around it. I want everybody to know today, it is by the blessings and the grace of God, because of God's grace and His mercy, that God, because of what Christ has done, doesn't hold us responsible for a lot of things we do.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, because of Christ's grace, because of Christ's mercy, God allowed and made a way for me to be free from sin that I was born in.
Yes, yes.
And He doesn't hold it against me. And because of the blood of Christ, when I ask God to forgive me, even when I've done things I have no business doing, if I will repent, if I will get my mind right,
yep,
and confess to God that I know I'm wrong and ask God to forgive me, God will forgive me.
Yes, yes.
God will see me through, and it's not because I have shed any blood, it's because Jesus has shed some.
Yes.
And if I will come to God and ask God to deliver me and to set me free, God will work it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because there are many things that we do, and James, and that the reason why I like James is because he says sometimes we need to look at ourselves and consider ourselves and what we do. And I like that about him, because if we are willing, the Holy Ghost will not only show me you, the Holy Ghost will show me
me.
Me,
yes.
And I really need to see where I stand with God.
Yes.
So that I know I'm right with God.
Yes.
I need to be right with God.
Yes.
So I thank God for His goodness and His mercy today. And I want to look at Jacob for a minute. We're looking at Genesis, the 32nd chapter, and I won't be long today. And if you have an opportunity, the story of Jacob and Esau is a tremendous story about his time with Laban. Jacob is the sort of person who's kind of like us, and someone would say, you know, when Jacob starts off by, you first see Jacob as being, let's get one point, Jacob loved God.
Yes.
Jacob was always about the things to be a God. Jacob was a church person, and Esau was a person who really didn't see a need for God or a need for church. There was a difference in you. And it isn't that they didn't both have the same gospel, because both of them did. They were both raised in the tents of Abraham, and Abraham taught them the gospel. It's just like when we grew up in church. I'm saved, and I'm in church, and some people grew up sitting right beside me. They're not saved, and they're not in church. Some people were the same gospel that saved me. Some people will hear it forever and never come to God. The God that I believe in, I can't understand how anybody could not believe in God and be living. But people do.
Yes, they do.
And the gospel has been preached so many times to so many, and they just can't seem to have a need for God.
Yes.
And Esau was such a person. He just didn't have a need for God. You know, he was right there at the same time that Jacob was with Abraham and with Isaac. And Jacob and God, Esau didn't see a need for it. So, Esau didn't understand either that the inheritance that came from Jacob, since since Abraham was made promise from God, and Abraham passed that promise down to his son Isaac to carry it on.
Yes.
Carry it on. Abraham not only expected Isaac to use everything he gave Isaac to live well, Abraham expected Isaac to also carry on Abraham's God.
Yes.
He was supposed to teach his sons about Abraham's God. And then Esau being the oldest son and having the inheritance because he's the oldest son. You know, the oldest sons have the power. They got the inheritance even though there was a wife, even though there were elder kids. It wasn't divided. It was given to the oldest son. And Esau, Isaac was going to give him the wealth that came from his father Abraham, and Abraham's wealth came from God.
Yep.
God blessed Abraham, and Abraham was rich. And God, and when Abraham Abraham, when Isaac got old, Abraham gave all he had to Isaac. And Isaac was rich. And since this wealth came from God, and Abraham served God, Isaac served God and carried on Abraham's lineage.
Yes.
And then when Jacob and Esau came along, Esau being the oldest son, it wasn't just a matter of inheriting what Isaac had. It was also a matter of carrying on Isaac's God.
Yes.
Which Esau didn't want to do.
Right.
He didn't make the connection that the blessings that his father had came from God.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't make the connection that the blessings that you have come from God.
Yes.
And if you're going to keep the blessings, you ought to want to keep the God.
All right. Keep the God.
So then Esau, when he came along, he didn't see the importance of that.
Yes.
Until it was too late.
Yeah.
You know how it is. You don't see the importance of being in God until it's too late. You just, as long as, Esau is just moving along and he's out hunting and he's having a good time. Isaac is supporting everybody. He's eating and Jacob's eating and it doesn't make a difference because, they're both Isaac's sons and it's no big deal, Life as it is, just like the things that my kids take for granted, I don't take it for granted because when I was growing up, I didn't have them. Mm-hmm. I don't even have the luxury of having had. I don't know what, like I tell Sean and Antoine, I know they both say it too much, and it's probably true, I do. But I don't know what it's like to have a mother and a father who watch after me.
Yeah.
Because I never had that.
No.
And so, but they take it for granted.
Yeah.
So, they talk back to us from time to time, just do whatever they want to do, because, they used to have us. If they don't feel like talking to us, they don't call us, and they don't worry about us. They don't know what it's like not to have a mother and a father. Paula doesn't know what it's like not to have a mother and a father.
Yeah.
Paula had a great father.
Yes.
And her mother still lives.
Yes.
She doesn't know what it's like not to have, not to come up with that. She's not aware of that. And they take it for granted. And Isaac and Esau and Jacob, I can see them growing up in Isaac's house, and they got to go to worship with Abraham because Abraham is still living for the most part. Isaac's still living, and they're talking about their God and where all their blessings come from. And Esau just shows up in church and he just sits back there and he says, "Okay, I'll just wait till I get over with and then I'll go home."
Yeah.
Jacob, on the other hand, is learning to love God. And he finds the importance of God, the importance of having God.
Yes.
And he is about the things that belong to God. They are special to him, so he loves God. It stands to, but as the heir and the blessing, Isaac has made up his mind that since the tradition dictates that Esau should be the one who should get the inheritance and the blessing, I'm going to bless him anyway.
Yes.
Because he's the oldest son.
Yes.
And you know how sometimes we say we're going to do something anyway and God can just figure it out? And it doesn't work like that. God knows who he chooses. So that Rebecca and Jacob come up with this idea of fooling Isaac into blessing Jacob instead of Esau. Well, the blessing is Jacob's because once he blesses Jacob, he can't take it back.
Right.
If it had been a matter of just the land in itself, then Isaac could have said when he found out that he had been fooled, wait a minute, hang on, let's get this right.
Yeah.
But it's a blessing from God, so he can't take it back. But I will say this, though. The blessing was Jacob's one way or the other.
That's right.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Because of the way Jacob got the blessing, did not make Jacob not be a person who was not always right.
Right, yeah.
You know how God sometimes will bless you and he'll come through?
Yes.
And you'll end up getting the blessing of God?
Yes.
It doesn't make you a person. Yes. It meant that God needed to carry out his will.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that the way you necessarily did it was right. You don't have the world's greatest personality, but okay, God will say, go on. But there is such a thing as God's governmental judgment, and when you do things that are wrong, even though by God's grace and his mercy he will bring you out, the repercussions of what you have done will still follow you.
Yes.
You can have your sins forgiven.
Yes.
Let's say, for example, when I was out in sin, I had done something and turned over, you know, in the wrong club and got shot by and lost an arm.
Yeah.
And then I come to God. I don't grow another arm.
No.
For the rest of my life, I have to learn how to deal. I'm in God, but I have to deal with having
one arm. Yes.
You do some things from time to time, even after we're saved, and God will deliver and bring you out of them, but you still have to deal with the repercussions of what you've done.
Yes.
So then, Jacob, because of his mindset, he didn't mind. Jacob doesn't say to Rebecca, and Rebecca doesn't say, well, the Lord, the anointing's on Jacob. And then he doesn't say, God will work it out. No, he and his mother get busy and they figure out how to get this.
Yeah.
And then it causes some things. What does it cause? One, Jacob has to leave home and come back. His mother dies while he's gone.
Yeah.
He goes to work for Laban, and Laban tricks him just like he tricked his dad.
Yes.
He wants one wife, Laban gives him
the other one. Yes.
He ends up working for him 14 years, 21 years as the sevens go, whichever, and instead of only working for seven.
Yes.
He makes a statement at one time to God. He says Laban has cheated him out of his wages 10 times.
Yes.
Because of this. And yet, Jacob has always come up with a way to make things work. Well, he's God's person because he loves God. You know, you could be sitting up in the house of God and be God's person, and still you do little stuff from time to time. This is the way Jacob is. He's still got that little, you know, he likes to scheme. I see people in the house of God, I love them.
Yes.
And God, you know, their names are written on high. They're going to heaven, but they always got a scheme. And you say to yourself, God, why are they still like that?
Yeah.
But God's going to get around to Jacob because Jacob has a great responsibility in God. And God's going to get around to him. So everything Jacob does, you know, are you the sort of person that you sometimes say, seems like everything I do comes so hard? Sometimes I say that.
Yeah.
I need to do better. Stop saying that. Lord, why is everything I do so hard? I have said that more times than I do.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to repent of that and do better. But everything Jacob does seems to come after he gets the inheritance. It seems to come hard.
Yeah.
And the reason why it seems to become more difficult is because even though Jacob loves the true God and Jacob's in God, Jacob, in a matter of person, has not changed.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind doing things to get what he wants, although he serves God.
Yeah.
He figures out how to get the cattle to be striped and spotted, and so that he's able to get those more of those than Laban's. And he figures out how he's always doing things in order to get things to work for him. He's all right. He's always doing things in order to get things to work for him that he doesn't have to do. He doesn't rely on trusting God. He's always working things out. He can get real busy. One of the reasons why when churches have functions and things, there's always seems like hard. We have to really pray hard that hard feelings don't come. I learned a long time ago, two times where people really get upset with each other. One's weddings and the other one's funerals.
Yeah.
They fall out.
Yeah.
It's because you always have someone who wants their way more than someone else, and they clash. And Jacob is the sort of person who's always thinking of how he can get an advantage.
Yes.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
And it's a, well, is he God's person? He is.
Yes.
Is he going to be the person who's going to carry on Abraham's lineage? He is.
He is, yes.
But God has to work this out of him. Yeah. So since Jacob is always doing things and not purely going along with God, his what he does always comes with some penalty.
Yes. Yeah.
Once a wife got to work for that extra 7 years, it always has something. Because he just doesn't have God working in him like he wants to. And what God is really working on is not the doing. God has all power. God can do everything. It's not the things that God wants to fix for me. It's me. God wants Jacob to be the sort of person that is an example to his sons, because his sons are going to have to carry on the gospel. He doesn't want them, and unfortunately, Jacob's sons grew up just like him. Mm-hmm. They become mischievous, as you find out later on down the road, and they do some things they have no business doing.
Yeah.
And it seems to just run along, and God is trying to carry on this program. But Jacob himself comes to a point where God brings him to a showdown.
Yes.
And he brings him to a point where it's dire. And if you're going to be in God from time to time, God will bring you to a point where you have no choice but to ask God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Jacob, after he's figured out how to, you know, he wants to marry Rachel, he ends up with Leah.
Leah. Yes.
And then he figures out how to get Rachel, and he does that. He figures out how, when he decides that they're going to leave Laban, because Laban's been cheating him, he figures out how to get the best cows. Says, okay, I'll do this, I'll do that. It doesn't say any place that God told Jacob how to do that. Jacob learned how to do that somehow. And he keeps on doing that. He's still in God, though. And Jacob is like, Jacob has the same testimony that David has. Jacob won't have any other God.
Yes.
Sometimes, the Lord will bless us and keep us simply because we won't have any other God.
Yes.
It's not that we're always perfect, but we won't have any other God. I might be wrong, but I ain't going to stop believing in heaven.
Yes.
I might do some things that I have no business doing, but I'm not going to stop believing in Christ.
Yeah.
I know how to ask the Lord to forgive me.
Yeah.
You're not going to convince me to give up on the blood and say the blood isn't the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
You're not going to get me to a point where I'll say heaven isn't real. Even on my wrongest day, you're not going to get me to say there is no God.
Amen.
I'm never going to say that.
Yeah.
And Jacob was the sort of person, he was never going to say like Esau, God doesn't count. He was never going to get to a point where he let anybody convince him. He could be right, he could be wrong, but he knew that the God of Abraham and Isaac was God.
Yes.
You weren't going to stop him from doing that. And God was with him.
Yes.
And would continue to bless him. He just would like for him to change.
Yes.
So he brought, just because, you know, I'm saved, but I'm not, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm everything that God would have me to be.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I've got the Holy Ghost, and I have the mercy of God and the blood of God, and I obey God, but I could still be more in God.
Yes.
Even Paul said in one place, I have not apprehended it. In other words, he says, I'm not perfect yet.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you can just do everything and still be in God, but you'll be working. But there's still more God can do with you.
Yes.
And so Jacob was, and so when we come down to about the 32nd chapter?
Yes.
32nd chapter, and I'm going to bring this in a moment. And so it comes down to an Elder Smith where Jacob takes his wives, Leah and Rachel, and he leaves Laban. And as he's going through, he's going to run into Esau. Now, all this time, and there's another lesson too, isn't it, Minister Smith Cadogan? There's another lesson. And all this time, because of the way Jacob is, it never occurs to him that Esau is over it.
Yeah, that's true.
It never occurs to him that Esau is no longer holding a grudge.
Yeah.
You know how we are sometimes? And we won't have anything to do with, well, you know, I don't have nothing to do with it. Ever since we fell out about such and such. And it never occurs to you, you're the only one who's still not forgiven.
Yeah.
And you're the only one who's still holding a grudge.
Yeah. Yes.
The other person has moved on.
Yes.
And Elder Smith, Esau has moved on.
Yes.
Jacob comes and he's concerned that when I meet Esau, he told me a long time ago, next time he saw me, he was going to kill me. And he never thinks that by now God might have changed his mind.
Yeah.
He's gotten older.
Yeah.
I'm not that important to him anymore. He's got what he's got. It doesn't enter. So when he goes into the land where he thinks Esau is, because of the way Jacob is, he's sure that Esau is going to try and kill him. And he's scared to death. And he starts sending him gifts. And he starts doing all these things, trying to appease him. And finally, he decides, Esau's coming. He's got 400 people. He's going to come and make war, and they're going to be destroyed. And he finally decides, he's so desperate, he decides, I'm going to send half of my family on in case Esau fights with them. At least I'll save half of them. Jacob is doing it again.
Scheming, yeah.
Yep. He's figuring out how to help himself again.
Yes.
Not that God would, you know, God's going to save all of them. This is not how Jacob's thinking. I'm going to send half of them on. I'll keep half. He's planning
again.
There he goes. So he says in this, about verse number 24. No, before you go to 24, I want you to look at verse 7, 32 and 7. 32 and 7. Jacob sends out people to meet Esau in 6. And the messengers returned to Jacob saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he come to meet thee with 400 men with him. 32 and 6. Everybody see where I am?
Yes.
Genesis 32 and 6. And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him and the flocks and herds and camels into two bands, and said, if Esau come to one company and smite it, then the other company is left and shall escape. You see? Does everybody see Ryan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob is at it. Chandra, he's at it again. He's figuring it out again. You know what he's not doing? Not trusting God.
Yes.
He's having it again. And so he makes this decision. Now let's go to 24. And he sends them on 24. And Jacob was left alone. He sends them on before him. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the break of day. 32 and 24. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said to him, this is God, let me go for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said that he said to God, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Jacob decides, when he's there all by himself and going through. You ever get to a point where you're going through all by yourself, you know what you need to do? Pray.
Yes.
When you're really going through and you don't have anybody else there, you know that's a great time to do?
Yes.
And no, you don't have to pray all night. But you do need to go to God and say, Lord, what shall I do?
Yes.
And the Lord will answer your prayer. And Jacob went to God, and God knows what he's going to do. And when it says Jacob wrestled with him, it's like me holding on to a small child like Timaeus used to grab onto my leg, and I just walked through the house doing these numbers with him on my leg. It's not that he had power to hang on to me, but I wouldn't shake him off. And Jacob when it says he wrestles with God, you know he doesn't have power to really have any sway over God. But he won't let God go. And the Lord breaks Joseph. Breaks Jacob. In other words, he says he smites him on his thigh. In other words, he finally comes to a point where he surrenders.
Yes.
And he breaks him and leaves a mark. God needs to leave a mark on me.
Yes. Yeah.
So that I know God has been there. And I have talked. I need an indelible mark to remind me of how I came to God.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost comes and he puts his mark on you so that you know you have met God.
Yes.
And out of all this time, Jacob says to God, he says, and the Lord says, and God says to Jacob, he says, day is coming, and he says, I gotta go. And Jacob now comes to a point where we all need to come to. He says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. In other words, we need to sometimes come to God and say to God, Lord, I'm not going to stop seeking you until you change me.
Yeah.
I need you to work something out in me. I'm not asking you to work something out in my wife. I'm not asking you to work something out in my mother, father, sister, brother, job, college, street. I'm not asking you to work it out for the country. I'm not asking you to work it out for the county. I'm not asking you to work it out for the city. I need you to work something out in me.
Yes, yes.
Jacob was rich.
Yes.
He had a family. And when he was there with God by himself, he needed God to work something out in him. He's afraid of Esau. He's afraid of losing his family. He's got so much going on. And year after year, Jacob has been going through this because Jacob decides he's going to carry it, and he believes in God, but he relies on Jacob.
Jacob, yes.
He believes in God, but he relies on Jacob.
Yes.
And then when he comes down, when he's there by himself, God comes. Sometimes when you sit down and you're really going through, the Holy Ghost is knocking on your door and he's trying to come in. He's showing up, and God is showing up. God comes.
Yes.
Because Jacob is greatly distressed. He's not a little. You going to lose half your family? You'll be greatly distressed too.
Yes.
He's greatly distressed, and he's tired. Trying to go back home to Canaan, to where, you know. And here comes Esau, which is the. He's got to go back and face what he ran from to start with. He's got to go back to where he first started off being wrong. And he's got to work that out. Not him, but God has to work that out. He has to say, I've been wrong all along. And I'm afraid that my past is catching up with me. And it's going to overwhelm me. And I'm trying to work this out. I need God.
Yes.
And God shows up, because when you need God, God will show up.
Yes, he will. Amen.
And when he shows up, Jacob doesn't play a game. You know how sometimes, when God does come and finally does get you to prayer, you get down there for a few minutes, then you say, oh, well, God, I guess you're not going to work this out. I have prayed. And that's when we come up and we tell people, you say, well, have you prayed about it? Yeah, I prayed about it. But did you get through?
No.
Did you have a breakthrough? Did you meet God? Or did you just go at the hour of prayer and get on your knees? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is on earth in heaven. Or did you actually get a hold to God and make up your mind, and I'm not letting God go until he blesses me? Jacob said, look, I've been praying for years. I grew up in Abraham's tent. I know who God is. But I've never been able to hold on and persevere with God till he works things out in me. It's
right.
Jacob that God's working on. It's not Rachel. It's not Leah. It's not Laban. It's not Esau. It's not Isaac. It's not Abraham. It's Jacob that God wants to change.
Yes.
And then things will be
all right. Yeah.
God will have. Then things will be
because
God knows the stresses that Jacob's going through. He already knows.
Yeah.
He's already, Jacob doesn't know, but God's already moved Esau's heart.
Yes.
Jacob doesn't know it, but God already knows. It's like Moses down in Midian for 40 years, he doesn't know that the Pharaoh who's trying to kill him is already dead.
Yeah.
Until God shows up and says, hey, look, you can go back. He's already dead.
He's already dead, yeah.
God already knew.
Yeah.
God knew that Esau was not coming to kill Jacob. Jacob just thought that he was.
Yes.
But Jacob asked God, he says, but I need you to work this out, because when I leave here, I need to be alright.
All right.
And God says, that's what I've been waiting for. And he says, now that you've figured that out, I'm going to give you a new name. Because you're Jacob up until now, but now you're going to be the name that you're going to carry on forever, and that name is Israel. Now you're going to be the person that I can put myself in, that I can count on. All your 12 sons might not act right, but some of them are going to be okay.
Yes, yes.
Now I can use you, because now you're depending on me, and I'm going to break this leg, do something with this leg, and every time you walk on this canyon and lift, you're going to know from now on you can't live without me.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, yes.
You're going to remember how I brought you out. And I'm, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to save not half your family, but all of them.
Yeah.
You're not going home with some of your children. You're going home with
all of them. Yes.
Not some of your cows. You're going home with all of them. He says, matter of fact, I'm going to bless you so much. These gifts that you sent to Esau, he says, Esau's going to let you know, I don't even need them.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to let you know, all this preparation you made when you show up, you're going to find out, you didn't even need to do that.
No.
It was your mind that needed to be changed.
Yes.
It was your feelings. And God says, I showed up for your sake.
Yes.
But Jacob had made up his mind this time around. Because God has showed up to Jacob before. Say, hey. And you know what? Each time, Jacob would let God leave without getting the blessing that he needed.
Yes.
If you're not careful, you'll let God leave without getting the blessing that you need.
Yes.
You'll get up from prayer without praying through and getting what you need from God. You won't get the peace of mind that you need. You won't get the blessing that you need. You won't get the wisdom that you need. You won't get the change that you need. You won't allow the Lord to work a work in you. Don't you know that many things about us, the Lord, the problem that we have is not out there, it's in here.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Jacob, Esau wasn't Jacob's problem. Jacob was Jacob's problem.
Right. Yes.
Esau had already moved on.
Yeah.
But when Jacob decides, Lord, what is really going on? And the Lord says, well, Jacob, you know, thank you for praying. I'm moving on. Jacob says, not this time. I'm not getting up this time until you bless me. And the Lord lets Jacob know. He says, okay, but the person who's going to be afflicted and the person who's going to be broken, not Esau, not Rachel, it's not like Leah. The person is not Laban. Person that I'm going to break is you.
Yes.
What you need is not because I need you to change, them to change. What you need is because you need to change.
Amen.
I need to work a work in you.
Amen.
In order to carry out my plans that I have from Abraham on, what needs to change is you, everybody say. Do something good in my life. Do something good in my life. Oh Lord, you know what you want God to do? Something good. Do something good in my life. Something good in my life. You know it's all right. Come on. Do something good in my life. Oh Lord, sometimes you need to do like Jacob and say, Lord, I just need you to do something good. Of course, God has my life. I live because God called for me to live. But Jacob says, and I've always had God, today I really need you to work this out. Jacob decides, I can't do this without you. Do something good in my life. Something good in my life. Do something good in my life. Oh Lord, do something good in my life. Something good in my life. Do something good in my life. Oh Lord, Lord, have your way. Have your way in my life. Lord, have your way in my life. Oh Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you to work in us. Lord, as each one of us stands before you, Lord, we all got Esau somewhere. Some things we need you to work out. Some things that trouble us. Some things that we don't have an answer for. Some things that, you know, Lord, that we just really need you to fix. Lord, for some of us, it's our health. Lord, we need you to step in and just heal us. Touch us, oh God. For some of us, it's our plans that don't seem to be working out like we want to. There's so many things, Lord, that we need to do. And Lord, some of us, it's our minds. It's trouble in our situations, whatever they are, oh God. Lord, some of us, Lord, we see things approaching and we're concerned and we're trying to work them out, and they're beyond our reason to work out. They're so far beyond us, and we really need you to step in and work them out so you can change our name from Jacob to Israel, so we can stop being what we are and become what you want us to be. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to move in us and move the hindrance that is us.
Yes.
You've already taken care of the devil. We ain't worried about him. You took care of him at Calvary.
Yes.
Now move in us.
Yes.
And Lord, we are willing. Lord, thou will be done. Thou will be done. Thou will be done. Lord, in us as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Have your way in us like you have your way in heaven. Move in us. Lord, leave your mark upon us, oh God, so that we would be different and change, Lord, to your benefit, to your way. For your way is righteous. Your way is righteous and your way is holy, oh God. Lord, your way is perfect. Lord, lead us and guide us and bring us out and see us through. Lord, if it's to heal us, oh God, we pray thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, with his stripes, Lord, we are forgiven. I mean, with his stripes, we are healed, oh God. Lord, if we've sinned in any way, Lord, forgive us. Lord, apply the blood to us, oh God. Lord, and above all things, Lord, if we are still in sin, Lord, apply the resurrection. Deliver us from Satan and sin's power, oh God. And then, Lord, bless us. Lord, in Jesus' name, change us. Come in, oh God. Deliver us. Make a difference, oh God. Lord, make a difference in my mind. Change my heart, oh God. Lord, because your way is right. Lord, the way you change me will be right, oh God. Lord, give me a new name in the spirit so I'll no longer be what I was, Lord, but I'll be what you would have me to be. I'll be a new creature in you, Lord. Just like Jacob, Lord, he became Israel and then he became someone that you could build on, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, then he became someone that leaned not to his own way, but your way. Lord, make me like that.
Yes, Lord.
Work things out, oh God.
That's
in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll forever give you the glory, give you the honor. Lord, bless all the saints. Bless everybody on Zoom. Lord, bless Sister Nancy today.
Yes.
Touch her in her body. Make her all the way well on the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, bless Elder T'Angela today, oh God. Bless Elder James. Lord, move for Elder Elsie and Sister Elsie today, oh God. Work things out. Bring their plans, Lord, to an expected end. Lord, bless us, Sister Faith, today. Like India today. Lord, we bless them, Lord. Bless all those who are here in promise. Bless Chandra today. And Elder Reed today. And Elder Smith. Lord, bless Lord Brother Griffin today. And bless Evangelist Watson today. Lord, move on our behalf. Lord, bless me, oh God. Lord, step in. Step in. Come in, God. Lord, you have an answer. Come in. Work things out. Come in. Lord, move in my life. I have some things that I need you to work on. Lord, Sister Nancy has some things she needs you to work out. Lord, work things out for Sister Nancy. Work things out for Elder Elsie and Sister Elsie. Lord, come in, oh God. Lord, come in. Lord, we have our plans. Lord, work them out, oh God. Work things out for Sister Faith today. For Elder Jenkins, for all of us, Lord. Come in. Lord, keep Minister Smith, oh God. Lord, keep her, oh God. Lord, you're blessed and continue to bless her. Work things out for Elder Reed, for Elder Smith. Lord, keep us. Keep us in the love of God. Work things out for the man. Lord, anoint him. Work things out for him, oh God. Lord, work things out for all the members of Providence. Thank you for keeping Brother Marshall, oh God. I'm glad those wheels didn't fall out. Thank you, Lord, for keeping him. Thank you for keeping him, oh God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You're a good God. Come in, oh God. Touch us like you touched Jacob, oh God. Change us like you changed him. So you can do what you would have done, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all honor and all the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the people of God say amen. Raise your holy hand. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Thank God for everyone being here today. I pray you'll have a blessing.